Honey, what's wrong with you? For a few nights now, you have been so restless. I notice you come to bed, but then it seems you can't fall asleep.
Boy, Tanya, I was hoping you wouldn't have to come to this, you know.
Hoping what wouldn't have come to this? Are you having an affair? I knew it. You've been acting so edgy from the other day, screening your calls and so on. What in the world is going on?
Tanya, just stop. Yes, I'm having an affair. An affair with the company's office of Jamaica. I've been delinquent in filing my annual returns. And not only that, but I have not deregistered the other company that we've closed down 5 years ago. And then I'm thinking I'll have to register this new business that we have.
Honey, that is what's been keeping you up? Why didn't you say something? Listen, stop worrying. You can right the wrong things by going to them.
Tanya, what do I really mean?
I heard on the news the other day that the COJ will be launching an amnesty program to reach out to business operators like you.
Tanya, you know that I probably owe the COJ thousands of dollars. You sure about this amnesty thing? Is it for real?
Yes, the company's office of Jamaica, the COJ, will be embarking on a 2-month amnesty to facilitate the filing of outstanding annual returns, removal of companies and closure of business names from its register. The amnesty will last from May 4 to June 30, 2015. Chief Executive Officer at the COJ, Judith Ram Logan, explains that the amnesty will allow companies limited by shares, that is, companies formed to make a profit, to file each outstanding annual return at a cost of $3,000, down from $5,000.
There is a penalty of $100 per day up to $10,000. So the amnesty will allow for the penalty to be waived, so persons or companies will not have to pay the penalty.
Companies limited by guarantee or non-profit companies will file annual returns at $1,000 each or 50% of the regular cost. For the amnesty period, companies may be removed from the register for a flat fee of $10,000 without having to file all outstanding documents or provide an audit certificate. There will be no late fees, penalties, removal or advertising fee charged, as would have been the case prior to the amnesty.
So the business names amnesty really offers persons who own business names that have been registered but never renewed to close those business names for a flat fee of $2,000. Usually, if you have a business name that has never been renewed and you want to close that business name, you'd have to pay all the outstanding renewal fees. What this amnesty allows is for you to just request removal or closure and just pay a filing fee of $2,000.
Boy, Tanya, I'm feeling so relieved already.
I'm sure you are, dear.
Highlighting the challenges which led to the granting of an amnesty, Mrs. Ram Logan notes that as of December 2014, there were 86,994 companies on the company's register, with 51,755 or 59.5% of that number being delinquent. More than half of the companies on the register, she says, failed to file one or more documents with the Registrar of Companies. The CEO further notes that up to December 2014, over 125,000 business names had been registered by the company's office, and of that number, 80,424 had expired but had never been renewed or closed. She points out that in addition to the significant reduction in cost during the amnesty period, companies and businesses will get the opportunity to become compliant.
The amnesty is also to benefit Jamaica in general in that you have a more accurate companies register. And for the businesses themselves, if you're compliant, there are benefits like gaining easier access to financing because banks do not deal with companies that are not compliant.
Honey, you heard all of that, right?
Boy, I sure did. Now I have to make sure that I take full advantage of this amnesty and get my business in order.
I agree. Anyways, it's almost 3 a.m. So try and get some rest, okay? Honey, gosh, he's out like a light.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.